Hello?
Hey, Ronald?
Yeah?
It's Steve Dave from True Green. We accidentally treated your lawn over the weekend. Just calling to apologize. Sorry about that.
Oh, you treated it over the weekend?
Yeah, well, we didn't treat it exactly. We injected a bunch of seeds into the lawn.
Oh, okay, because I didn't see any flags up or anything.
Oh, no, we wouldn't do that. Not for just the seeds, because there's no chemicals. Yeah, we did the front and the back and the sides. We injected seeds into every bit of your lawn.
Oh, okay.
For dandelions.
Oh, okay, because I did start seeing some of those pop up.
Oh, the dandelions?
Yeah, I mean, not just since, I guess you treated it.
Mm-hmm.
You treated it when?
That would have been over the weekend. I think the truck came out either on Saturday or Sunday. But you're going to have thousands of dandelions. We planted just thousands of them all over the lawn.
You what?
We planted thousands of dandelions in your lawn.
Dandelions?
Yeah, the yellow ones.
You planted them?
Yeah, it's like a new thing. They're kind of making a comeback. People are doing their whole lawns and just dandelions now. And your neighbor was getting that done, but we got the wrong address. So we accidentally did yours. So sorry about that. We won't charge you, though.
So I'm going to see a bunch of dandelions in my yard now?
Yeah, probably more dandelions than grass.
Okay. Well, we need to fix that.
Oh, no, that is fixed when you think about it, because... dandelions are better for your lawn than grass is. It's better for the earth in general. They use up less water. And they have...
And they're yellow all over the lawn.
Yeah, it'll look better than the green. It's like little yellow dots all over the... But this is going to be more like just a yellow blob. It's going to be nothing but yellow with a little bit of green.
I don't want that. That's not what I want.
Well,
I want all solid green.
Well, have you ever tried having just dandelions out there before?
I don't want to try it.
Well, you don't know if you don't want it if you haven't experienced it yet. Like, if you just give it another...
I don't like yellow dandelions, period.
Sir.
That's why I spray my lawn when I see one pop up. I want a nice, completely green lawn.
Okay, well, don't...
I go out to Geist, I go to other areas, and I see their lawns. I don't see a dandelion... yard. I don't want that. I want it all green.
Okay, well, if you'll just give it a couple more weeks, you're going to see what it looks like. It's going to look amazing. It's going to look...
telling you, I don't care what it looks like. I don't want it. I want them killed right now.
But,
if you planted them, kill them before they come up.
But you won't have to spray anymore, because you'll just have dandelions and no grass. The dandelions will overtake the grass.
Let me ask you something. Are you not hearing me?
No, I hear you. It sounds like...
Okay, I don't want dandelions. I don't care how nice it looks, whether I have to spray anymore, whether I have to do anything. I do not want dandelions in my yard.
What about the little bumblebees? They love dandelions.
I don't care about them.
We'll see that.
Listen to what I'm saying. Get rid of them. I want them gone. I don't want them coming up. If they come up out here, I'm going to sue you.
No, you can't sue us just over dandelions.
I can sue you because you came out here without my permission. And you put dandelions in my yard.
Yeah, but I explained. I explained that it was just an accident. We just got the wrong address.
Okay, fix it then.
You know they're not weeds, though, right? They're from the same family as sunflowers.
Fix it. I don't want them.
You don't like sunflowers?
No, I don't. I don't want dandelions. I don't want sunflowers. I want solid green grass. It's the last time I'm telling you this.
You sound like that guy from the Sam I Am story. You know, the green eggs and ham. I do not want
dandelions. Well, I don't care who I sound like. Don't compare me to anybody else.
Okay. Well,
you call me, tell me you planted dandelions. I want it fixed. I want it done. Get rid of them. I don't want them.
The green part of the dandelion, you can actually eat it for vitamin K and vitamin A. They're a money saver.
You're still trying to talk me into it. I'm not going to be talked into it. Well, I want them killed. I don't want dandelions in my yard.
Sir,
period.
At this point, you don't have much choice. I already planted them, so they're going to show up.
Well, then you better get something out here to kill them real quick. You better bring out the strongest stuff you have to kill dandelions.
Well, then your lawn's just going to be dirt.
It better not be, because then I will definitely take you to court.
Oh, so you were
taking pictures right now. I'm going to take pictures right now. When these come up, I'll take more pictures if they do. And then if it turns to dirt, I'm going to take more pictures. Then we'll see each other in court. We'll see what happens there.
You're being a little racist, to be honest.
No, I'm not. If I came out there and planted a bunch of weeds, or whatever you call them.
They're not weeds.
If I come out and planted a bunch of stuff in your lawn that you didn't want, you wouldn't be happy. And I'm not happy right now.
Okay, but no, I'm just saying you're being a little racist about the whole thing.
Racist, okay? I'm not saying anything about racist.
Oh, no, it's just because the name dandelion is taken from the French word dent de lion, which meaning the lion's tooth, you know, because of the coarse
leaf. I don't need a lecture here. I'm telling you, I don't want them in my yard.
But they're pretty.
You better get out here and take care of it. If I start seeing a bunch of these pop up in my yard.
Oh, you will.
You're not going to be real happy with it.
Oh, boy. There's
neither
gonna be,
will your company.
There's going to be thousands upon thousands of them. Can I just call you back in a week and see if you've changed your mind?
I'm not changing my mind. Don't you get it? I'm telling you right now, I don't like them.
You don't like them?
I'm not changing my mind.
You don't like them on a train?
I'm telling you right now.
You do not like them in the rain. You will not have dandelions in your yard. I'm trying to think up a rhyme for that.
I don't need rhymes. I don't need your stories. I don't need history. I don't need that. I'm just telling you point blank, get out here and get rid of them.
But what,
if you planted,
what if they just got carried into your lawn from up to 5 miles away from its origin? Because as you know, dandelion seeds can fly up to 5 miles from their origin through the wind and just land in your yard. That wouldn't be our fault.
No, but I've had my yard treated. I'm taking a picture right now. And since I've talked to you, I hit the record button on my phone. And so this has been recorded, too. That you're telling me that you planted all these in my yard.
I recorded also as well.
I suggest you get out here and you make this right and get rid of those. If you don't, then we're going to have a big problem.
What if we just apply a layer of green spray paint over the dandelion so it looks like grass?
Are you a true green?
Yes, of course.
Do you work with... Are you an employee of True Green?
Well, I'm more like an independent contractor.
I need your name and number.
It's like being an Avon lady. Basically, anyone can say they're an Avon lady. Got to get some equipment and some.
Okay, what is your name?
Seed shooters. My name is Steve Dave.
Steve what?
Correct. So look.
Steve what?
So should I just call you back in a couple weeks and see if you've changed your mind then?
I'm not. No, what is your last name?
Yeah, but you might. Like, you haven't seen it yet. Like, get on the internet.
I won't change my mind.
Just get on the internet.
Quit asking me to change my mind. I'm not going to. Period.
Did you know that if you mow the dandelions, that's just going to make more of them?
What's your last name?
Gersperms? No, it's Dave. Steve Dave.
Dave?
Days.
Steve Nurseberm.
Nurse Berm,
okay.
Hyphen Dave. I did a hyphenated name when I got married.
Okay. What is your phone number?
It is on your caller ID. It's the 317 number. So anyway, I'm very sorry.
Steve, I tell you what, you better figure out a way to fix this, because if I start getting dandelions in my yard, you guys, it's going to be hell to pay.
Oh, don't be like that. Don't be like that, you know, just...
Don't tell me how to be.
Well,
you don't know me, and I'm not telling you how to be, and you're not telling me how to be. I own a business myself, and if I make a mistake, I fix it. I don't try and talk the customer into it. Take it, you know, you'll like it, see how you like it. None of that crap.
Do you make a lot of mistakes?
I'm not taking it.
Do you make
okay? Either you fix it, or you will wish you had.
Oh, I don't respond well to threats, sir. I'm sorry. I just At this point, I feel I'm going to have to hang up.
I've been trying to be nice to you, and you keep trying to tell me try it and you'll like it.
You're harassing me.
I've been honest right up front and to the point. I don't want them. I didn't ask for them. I want it fixed. I don't want them here.
You should
do your job. Get rid of it.
You should ask a friend for their opinion on your new dandelion lawn.
I'm not going to ask a friend for my opinion. You don't understand. Well, I'm the guy. I don't care what my friend thinks, and I don't care what my neighbors think.
Yeah, but
this is what I want, and this is what I wanted.
But if you get like a cup of dandelion greens, that's 535% of your daily recommended vitamin K, and 112.
Listen, you're not listening to me. I don't give a shit about that. I don't care about the protein or any of that.
You can save money.
I don't want dandelion.
You don't have to go to GNC as often.
I don't go to GNC anyway. Get rid of these.
Do you go to Walgreens? Do you go to Walgreens for your vitamins?
No, I don't. And quit asking me questions about other stuff. Point blank, you get rid of these things that you planted. I don't care how you do it. If my lawn turns completely brown, you guys will wish it hadn't, because I will be taking you to court.
It's gonna turn yellow. Because the dandelions are yellow. You know, up until
it's not going to turn yellow because we're going to kill all those.
No, don't kill them. They're good for the earth. It's better for the earth than your dumb old grass.
You're going to come out and kill the damn things.
Oh,
do you understand me?
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I love dandelions.
I don't give a shit what you love. I don't. You're going to come out and kill all these. I don't want any yellow in my yard.
Sir, now that's racist. Did you know up until the 1800s, dandelions were seen as...
I don't give a shit about history. Quit talking bullshit to me. I told you what I want. I don't want dandelions. Get rid of them. Period. That's it. Don't give me any more bullshit from
me. Okay, I was just trying to tell you that back then people would get
I don't give a shit. I don't care.
They'd remove their grass.
I don't care.
They'd party like it's 1799.
I don't care. I don't want dandelions in my yard.
Okay, well, I have good news for you then. This is just a prank call. I'm not really with any lawn company. I don't even live around there.
Then why are you calling me?
I'm calling from the prank call center. It's just a service we provide. We make prank calls.
That's stupid.
That wife of yours should quit her bitching. Shut the fuck up, go back to the kitchen. I don't cuss because I'm a Christian. I'm Doug the Sensei. Natalie, you're in a stupid name fee in your backyard caring for your trees. Floor is not finished because there's no more pennies under the couch where I stay. Your roof has been taken away by Steve Dave from PLA. Brad rules.
Hey, thanks, Inspector Ratchet. I think you rule. Thanks for sending that song in. And hi, everybody. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad, a.k.a. Roy, a.k.a. Steve Dave, a.k.a. Steve Hirschberg from the prank call center, or whatever that guy called me. That was a really long prank, and I actually cut about 6 minutes off of the end just to shorten it up a little bit. So if you want to hear the rest of that, I think it's on YouTube. I think it's called Dandelion Facts. This episode is brought to you by AA, Michael J, Chaz the Tandem Stacker, Keith E, and the Prime Minister of Australia. I spent, I think, about 14 hours total on Friday signing PLA books, mailing out PLA books. I also did the same thing a couple days before, maybe not the whole day, but a lot of the day. And I'm finally done. I've got, there's maybe 4 people left to send books to, but those are people that ordered like last week. So I don't care about them. They can wait. And I've got more books on the way. I think they're supposed to be here within a week, and then I'll get those out too. But I just want to let you all know, if you're interested in the hardcover copy of the PLA book, your book has been mailed out probably if you ordered it in January or February. So be looking for those in the mail. They are on the way. I also spent another entire day just answering emails
because I was really behind on those. I still have a few old ones I need to get to, but I reduced my emails way down. I found that intro song that you just heard in there from Inspector Ratchet. And I found this other email, I think from a couple years ago. This guy told me that he put me in a video game, and I'm such a jerk, I just ignored it for years. But you have to control my avatar and go around collecting coins, and I think get him into a payphone and avoid falling cactuses or something silly like that. You should go play it. The address is 404andchill.com/coins. I'll put a link in the show notes to that. There's also a payphone simulator, and the game uses sound effects that I've used on my show before sometimes. Go check that out, 404andchill.com. Because what else are you doing right now?
My name is Dave V. Davidson, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show, home of the greatest prank calls ever created by humankind. Motherfucker.
Hello?
Hey, this is Steve Dave. I'm the park ranger here in the Fire Tower Trail. You were up here in November.
Now, could you just repeat that?
Oh, you know, the Fire Tower Trail that you were, you came up here and hiked in November.
Oh, that was not me.
Oh, yes,
my
it was.
My husband does the hiking.
Oh, okay, well, he has bad handwriting. I can't even read his name on here. But on this sign-in sheet, he wrote an arrow and pointed to the name above him and wrote gay.
Look, I'll let you try to talk to him, but you'll probably have to call him back on his cell phone.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, then I guess he won't be able to talk to him, and I can't explain what you want.
We can try. We can try and talk
to
him.
All right. His cell phone number is 845 798-798.
Okay.
All right?
All right. I'm going to call him.
Okay.
Here I go.
Try it. You should be able to get him.
Okay. Here, you stay on. Oh, no. She hung up.
Hello?
Sir, this is Steve Dave. I'm the park ranger here at the Fire Tower Trail.
Yeah?
And you wrote on the sign-in sheet, you put an arrow up to this guy's name, and you wrote that he's gay. His name's Vinny Barbosa, and you shouldn't be doing that.
No, like, wait a minute. Just wait a minute. I got a little problem.
Uh-oh.
I have hearing aids, and my one is broke, so I can hear you with one ear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you want to know about the tower?
Oh, how come you wrote on the sign-in sheet that the guy above you is gay?
How come we do what?
Well, okay, forget that. Like, you accidentally dropped a bag of marijuana during your hike?
I'm telling you the truth, I'm not following.
Marijuana. The devil's lettuce.
The what?
Yeah, you dropped some marijuana. And I just wanted to let you know, you need to come back and pick that up.
Oh, I have no idea.
pick up your marijuana.
Did you drop it yourself?
No, I think you did. We have cameras all along the trail, and we saw that you dropped it.
That's funny. I know we get garbage along the trail, but never had marijuana.
Well, no, you dropped some. Can you just pick this up, please?
See, the tower is closed in the wintertime.
Yeah, you were here in November.
So, what did you do with it? Did you leave it there?
No, you did. You dropped your marijuana.
Who? Do you know who dropped it?
You dropped it.
I did.
Yeah, you need to come here and get your marijuana. We don't want it.
I've never smoked that shit in my life, fella.
Oh, don't lie. Don't lie, because you dropped it. It fell out of your pocket. Whoa, he got mad. He's like, how dare you accuse me of smoking marijuana? I don't know how this trailhead works. Let me tell you what I'm doing here. I've got this list that somebody sent me. It's photographs of a handwritten list, and these are from Michael. And it's a hiking trail in New York where they hike up to the fire tower, and you're supposed to log your name and phone number and other stuff on this list here, I guess, so they can rescue you if you fall off a cliff or whatever. And good for that guy. He sounds old as fuck, and he is still out there hiking. Even if he's smoking marijuana while he hikes, that's okay, though. Just don't fall off any cliffs, sir. And why did he put the wrong phone number? I guess he put his wife's phone number in case he falls off a cliff. They can call and let her know. But there's about 4 pages here. I just dialed an entire page, and that was the last guy on the first page. So it's not going great so far. I've only talked to one other guy, and he was kind of boring, so I'll probably delete that one. Oh, the hike was in August, not November. So the guy, Michael, he sent this to me in November, but it looks like these dates are from August. The first page didn't show that, but the rest of them do. And Michael wants me to tell people not to poop in the cab of the fire tower. We did a DNA test to confirm it was you, so I'll try and work that in. Also, a lot of these phone numbers, the handwriting is really terrible on them, so some of them I can't even call.
Hello, this is Pat.
Oh, hey, I was calling for Dakota.
She's not available. Can I take a message?
I guess so. I'm the park ranger here for the fire tower trail. She was up here hiking last summer.
Oh, I'll give her, well, she has a different number, but she changed her different number, and I don't know it by heart. I can give her your information and her know to call you.
Okay, well, can you pass along a message? She went up to the fire tower and she pooped in there, and she's not supposed to poop in there.
Wait, she was what?
Oh, she came up to the fire tower and she pooped in it. And then
the fire tower?
Yeah, the fire tower.
And where was this at?
The Red Hill Fire Tower in Claryville, New York. I'm the park ranger here. But
and
yeah,
and
she,
when did this happen?
Look, she's not supposed to be pooping up here because everyone had to look at her poop after that day.
No, I said, but where, what location is this?
You need to, you know, hit her or something. Tell her not to do that. Be like, no.
Okay.
Like, if you could roll up a newspaper and just thwack her on the nose with it and be like, no, don't poop in the fire tower.
The fire, okay. I'll let her know.
That's the only way she'll learn.
Okay.
Okay. Have a nice day. Tell Dakota I said hi.
I will. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
I'm back.
It was really noisy over there. So that was the first number on page 2. So maybe this one is going to go better than the first page did. And just so you're all aware, Dakota puts lines through her 7s like a damn communist. I don't know who she thinks she is, going around pooping and putting lines through her 7s.
Hello?
Oh, hey there. This is Steve Dave. I'm the ranger up here in Claryville at the Fire Tower Trail. You were here last summer.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, we just wanted to let you know, you're not supposed to poop up there in the fire tower. Like, that's not allowed, okay? So, please don't do
what
that again.
What are you talking about?
What?
I've never done that. What are you talking about?
Oh, you hiked up the trail, and when you got to the fire tower, you pooped inside of it in the cab.
Don't be ridiculous. Of course I didn't.
Oh, no, we have cameras up there, and we did a DNA test on it, so I'm just letting you know. Okay. He was very offended that I would think he's pooping up there. And I couldn't even read his name at all on this list because his handwriting is so bad. But at least his phone number was good.
Hello?
Hey, Mike.
Hello?
Hey, is this Mike?
Who's this?
This is Steve Dave. I'm the park ranger up here in the Claryville Trail where you hiked in August. But only if this is Mike. I don't know why you're making it complicated.
This is Mike. Who's this?
Okay. Oh, who is this? This is, again, Steve Dave. I am the park ranger up here at the trail in Claryville. You know, the fire tower trail. You hiked here in August. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was a lot to deal with there at the very beginning. I feel like that was harder than it had to be. Anyway, you wrote on this list here that you're signing the sign-in list, you put a little arrow on up to someone else's name and wrote that they're gay, and that's not cool, okay?
What?
You wrote that somebody else is gay on this list, and I just, like, you shouldn't be doing that. That's not cool.
Well, sir, I never did that.
And they might be gay for all I know. I don't know this person personally, but you shouldn't be drawing arrows on the list and writing.
Sir,
writing.
I didn't do that.
Well, you wrote gay next to their name and put a little arrow and...
I didn't do that. Anybody could have done that. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, no.
I signed in on the register.
It was the same color of pen as your signature and your handwriting. So you're not in any trouble or anything. Just please don't do that again.
Who are you, sir? You're who?
Oh, let's go through this again. Once again, my name is Steve Dave. I'm the park ranger here in Claryville.
Well, first of all, there's no park rangers in Claryville.
Bullshit, there's not.
Because there's no state park.
Why are they paying me then?
Are you a forest ranger?
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. But listen here, buddy. I get paid, and this is my job. And don't tell me I don't work here. What, are you going to, like, start rumors that I'm gay next?
I guess you probably are. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, see? I knew it was you. I knew it. You're exactly... He's exactly the type of person that would do this on this list. I'm hoping I'm going to get some voicemails from this. I'm using one of my phone numbers that just happens to be in that area of New York. And I don't remember why I did this, but there's a really weird voicemail on this phone number. I didn't even know it was there. I just wanted to make sure it didn't come up as a disconnected number. So I called it, and here's the voicemail that's on my voicemail that I'm calling from. It sounds like you're feeling pretty guilty about whatever you did, but it's okay. We're here to listen to you, and we're here to forgive you. Please let us know what you've done. Don't forget to leave out all the juicy details. You can do this right after the beep. Did I say leave out all the juicy details? I think I said that backwards or something. But why did I make that voicemail? Does anybody remember? I don't remember even making that. And I don't know how long it's been up. It's a phone number that I don't use that much because it's on CallCentric. And I don't even have them set up on my system right now. So I can't get calls back from it, but I can get voicemails emailed to me if anybody leaves one.
Hello?
Hey, Tony?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Steve Dave. I'm the forest comptroller here in Claryville. You were up here at the Fire Tower Trail here in August.
Yeah, I've done a lot of the trails and hikes. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to brag. It's just on the, on the phone number here, you put your phone number in, and it goes way outside of the little box that we provided. It's very sloppy.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Oh, you know, your phone number, we make a little box for you to put your phone number in, and
okay. The
last two digits of your phone number go out into the next box, which is the total number.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, so it looks like you brought 491 people with you.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Yeah, yeah, it's a miracle that I figured out your phone number.
Really? I mean, is it like some type of a digital thing? I mean, when you read you can definitely see 973.
Yeah, this is the actual list. So anyway, you're not supposed to be pooping up in that cab of the fire tower. We have cameras up there, so please don't do that again.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You went up there and you pooped right there in the middle of the cab, and you really
no way.
Yes, you did.
No way.
We have cameras, so just please don't do that again. You're not in any trouble or anything, but you know,
there's no way that I did that. I'm 66 years old. I've worked. I've helped build lean-tos. I've been involved with different things, photography stuff. I don't, there's some confusion. There's something wrong.
Are you saying 66-year-olds don't poop?
I'm just telling you, I'm a responsible grandfather. I don't do things like that.
Okay, well, I don't know. Some people, they just have to poop when they get up there, and I don't know.
Which fire tower are you talking about?
The one in Claryville.
The one in Denning, Red Hill?
Yeah, Denning, Red Hill Fire Tower.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, well, just, you know, you don't have, I understand that you're embarrassed and you don't want to admit that you did it, but please just don't be pooping up there in the fire tower. Because, you know, little kids have to walk by your poop, and you know, nobody wants to look at your poop.
I'm not going to admit to something I did not do. I don't know. How do you know it was me? What cameras? Who did you get a picture of?
Well, if you were a responsible man, you would just admit to it, and we could both just move on with our lives.
I've had enough of this. Goodbye. I'm not listening to this.
Why? So, yeah, he did go over on the box like most people do, and it doesn't look like 491 at all. It's just I'm being a dick and saying that to him.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling for Florence.
Yeah, who is this?
Oh, hey, is this Florence? That's a woman's name. This is Steve Dave. I'm the comptroller, the forest comptroller here in Claryville. You were on a hike up here at the trailhead. At the trail.
I haven't been up there in many years.
No, you were up here in August. So, August of 2025.
Okay.
August 17th. That's not many years. That's like half a year.
Okay. Now I remember we were up there. Yeah, we used to go up there all the time. My uncle has a farm over in Sundown.
Interesting. What's up? Interesting. Okay. Well, hey there, Florence. How you doing?
Jim Florence.
Oh, your last name Florence.
Yes.
You just wrote Florence on here. And on the length of stay, you wrote 180 days, and I just wanted to make sure you made it home already, because you're not supposed to stay up there that long.
No, that doesn't make sense. I'm not sure why.
Well,
you sure it wasn't something part of the telephone number?
How would that happen? That's silly.
Because they're really, those lines are really close together. No, certainly not.
You're an old person, maybe.
Yeah, no, but, in and out, that's usually our...
Most people write one day stay on here, but I don't know, you wrote 180 days, and I don't know if that's up yet.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't even remember where we were going, but...
Yeah, well, you need to stop fooling around on these forums. Listen here, hey, Mr. Jim Florence.
Lone and Rocky, I meant.
You son of a bitch, be Rocky. Quiet. Shut up. I was talking. Quit talking over me. I'm a forest comptroller, hey. I'll have you know.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm going to have to go. I got to take care of my wife. Bye.
Okay, well, hey, let me talk to your wife real quick. I'm going to tell her what you did.
She can't speak. She has some serious injuries. Bye.
Well, not from our trail. Don't try and blame it on us. Sir? Okay, whatever. He didn't really write 180 days. It says one on here.
Hello?
Hey, Teresa?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Steve Dave. I'm the... forest comptroller up here in Claryville. You guys were on one of our hiking trails here in August.
Oh, okay. Yeah?
You and Alex. And you wrote down here on the, you know, you put your name and then you put where you're from. And on Alex's, you just put an arrow up to his box because you wrote Schenectady on yours.
Yeah.
And number one, that's lazy. You could have just wrote it on both boxes, but... What the hell? Do you wear the pants in the family? Why can't Alex just fill out his own?
You gotta be kidding.
No. Hold on. I'm serious. Like, you put an arrow up here and it's just a blank box. It looks really stupid.
Oh. Does it hurt your feelings?
No, it's not my feelings so much. It's just, you know, like you're kind of controlling with Alex, and maybe you should just let him sign his own damn name, okay?
Sure. Good luck to you.
Good luck with what?
Whatever life has to bring you.
Oh, well, thank you. That's
I hope you have
nice
a wonderful
you.
Day.
Okay. I hope you stop being such a controlling woman and, you know, writing.
Oh, it sounds like you might have the issue.
No. It's you, because it's here on the list. You wrote in your lady handwriting both of your names, and it's so silly. Yep. Is that Alex in the background? Can you tell him to shut the fuck up? You're on the phone.
Oh.
Tell that husband of yours just to shut the fuck up, please.
Hold on. So this gentleman decided to apparently call my phone because my number's on one of the registries for a hike. And Alex... I put for her is I drew an arrow to my disdain.
You're acting like it's not even a big deal.
So he's saying, so he must be stalking people's phone numbers, or he's probably a serial killer.
I'm the forest comptroller, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I don't know that. You could just be saying that.
Well, why are you just assuming I'm lying?
You could just be a serial killer stalking people's names and
phone numbers.
Yeah,
that's the more likely scenario. I'm a serial killer, you fucking idiot.
And he took my number and said I'm lazy and
I didn't take your number. I didn't do anything with your number.
I should let Alex write his name.
You two need couples counseling.
This guy know what I do usually?
We need couples counseling?
Well, that's just my forest comptroller opinion.
I kind of think like you're a serial killer.
Yeah. I think you watch a little bit too much true crime. Maybe you should lay off on that.
I think you're actually a serial killer stalking people.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary. You know, the reason I got my carry and conceal is for when I'm in the woods and come across men like you.
Oh, shit. I definitely won't serial kill you now.
Stalker. Like, you're a serial killer stalker.
See,
this is why women
let
are
Alex
afraid
on the
to
phone.
Hide by themselves.
You're so controlling.
Because of men like
you, won't let him
fucking
on the phone.
Weirdos. Women are afraid to hike by themselves because of weirdos like you, right? This is what happens. You destroy it for women.
No, I'm the forest comptroller,
like
you idiot.
You, well, you're a fucking weirdo, okay?
Yeah, we encourage you to carry
your
gun up here.
Fucking weirdo. And that's why women are afraid to go on hikes by themselves, to come across people like you, to come across people like you.
How dare you?
Right? You make it dangerous and unsafe for women to be out there.
I think you're projecting.
I ain't projecting shit. It's facts.
You're projecting
it's
so
facts.
Much.
Women are more nervous to hike by themselves than men. True facts.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Because of weirdos like you.
It's a good thing you have Alex.
Oh, there you go. It's a good thing I have Alex. Right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying congratulations on having a man that you can control and bring on hikes with you.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Aren't you so kind?
You're reading a little bit too much into this, Teresa. You fucking
Am
weirdo.
Am I? Oh, I'm a fucking weirdo. I love being a fucking weirdo. That makes it even better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a great day.
Hey, you have a better
Enjoy
day.
Enjoy your hike.
And don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do, ma'am.
Oh, I love telling people what to do. Remember, you called me a control freak.
I know. You need to knock it off.
If I'm a control freak, then you should expect me to tell you what to do. Which one is it? You want me to be or you don't want me to be?
Yes.
Oh, maybe you like women who are control
freaks.
Well,
see, you won't even let me answer
because
you're
killer.
So controlling.
You're a control freak because you're a weirdo. Maybe you like controlling women.
Weirdos aren't control freaks.
Really?
Hey, tell that husband of yours
really?
Just to shut
serial
the fuck up, please.
Serial killers are. Serial killers
Here
are.
Here you go. You're going on about serial killers again.
You are. You're fucking weirdo. The serial killer.
You're the one mentioning serial killers constantly.
You are fucking weirdo.
You're weirder than me. I disagree.
I'm good with that, though.
Well,
apparently
you're
not.
Making it like I'm a weirdo for being a weirdo, and you're okay with being
okay.
Weirdo. Like, why can't we both
I'm
just be weirdos?
It. I have no problems. Whatever is. What
I don't
it is.
Either. I like being a weirdo.
Well, then go about your hiking. Call other people in the book. Do what you gotta do. Make yourself happy.
Okay, I will. Thank you for your permission, Mrs. Controlling Wife.
Yes. You Thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks for telling me what to do. I hope you and Alex have a nice night.
We will. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. Bye. I promise not to serial kill you.
Okay. Thanks. Right. Appreciate it.
No problem. Bye. Did you notice Alex didn't even yell at me from the background like a husband should? Husbands are supposed to grab the phone out of their wives' hands and start making crazy threats at me and yell homophobic slurs at me. But he didn't do any of that because he is so whipped. He's not even allowed to write his name on this trail list. And she really did do that. She left the city name off of his, but just put an arrow up into his box, which I think says so much about their relationship.
Hi. If you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Listen here, Mike. I'm just trying to make a simple prank call to you. And these fucking AI systems, they're going to ruin prank calls forever. Nobody ever picks up anymore because I have to get through this AI bullshit first. How am I supposed to make a prank phone call to you, Mike?
Thanks. Please stay on the line. I'm sorry. This person is not available.
Yeah, right.
If you would like to leave an additional message, please reply after the tone.
Mike, you son of a bitch. Well, that was the last number on page 4. So let's finish up with page 5. It looks like most people left their phone numbers on page 5, so that's nice. A lot of people leave those blank.
Hello.
Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
Hey. This is Steve Dave. I'm the forest comptroller up here in Claryville. You were on our trail back in August. The Fire Tower Trail.
You know? Okay.
And you were flashing gang signs at everybody that you passed. Can you please not do that anymore?
What?
Can you please just not flash gang signs at people? Like, even if you're doing it in a friendly way, it's, you know, they have no way of knowing that. They were a little freaked out, and we got some complaints.
Is this a prank?
No, you're not in any trouble or anything. We just would ask if you come back here, please don't flash gang signs at other trail people. Please. All right, there goes Pat.
Thank you for calling Whole Foods. I'm in touch, and Ariana speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Ariana, you talk really fast.
I know.
Knock it off. That's all.
How can I help you?
Oh, that's it. I'm calling from the corporate office. I just needed to let you know you talk way too fast.
Okay.
Hang up the phone.
It's that's all right.
Okay, I didn't understand what she said she was.
Thank you for calling Whole Foods. I'm in touch, and Ariana speaking. How can I help you?
See? What the hell was that? Those weren't real words.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up.
Well, son of a bitch. That's it. That's all the calls there are. There was pretty much no answers on the last page, except I think 2 people answered. So that means we're done with the calls, and I'm looking in my voicemail directory, and there are no voicemails from anybody calling me back today. But it does look like we've gotten a few people calling me. I'm looking at the call logs. They just didn't leave any messages. Oh yeah, we got about 10 calls today. So those would have been people that called me back and I could pick up for them, but stupid me, I don't have my phone line set up over on CallCentric where my New York number is. So those were just missed opportunities. Whoa, is that a ring? I'm calling back one of the numbers. Oh, hey, is that you saying hello? That's hilarious. What's wrong with your phone? What are you doing today? What you up to? This is like the adults in Charlie Brown. You know, okay, bye. I can't understand you. Your phone is awful, and you should feel bad because your phone is so awful. Take that. All right, bye. That was so weird. I don't know what that was about. But yeah, nobody's picking up. I guess we're done. Let's listen to voicemails. Thank you, by the way, Michael, for sending this list in. I will hold on to this and try all the people back that didn't answer and accuse them of pooping in the fire tower.
Hi, Roy. It's Steve, the dirty sex pervert. I'm actually calling because, I was wondering how to find old episodes because on Spotify, you can only go as far back as like 600. And so I found the archives, and episode 2, you called it the Snowplow Show. How come you don't call it Snowplow Show anymore? Okay, bye. Say I love you back. Don't make it weird.
No, I won't. But I stopped doing that because the joke got old after like two episodes, and I've given up on finding the answer of why snow and plow don't rhyme. I guess we'll just never know. And if any of you out there are looking for the archives so you can go back all the way to the beginning of the archives, you can find those at snowplowshow.com/archive. I'm pretty sure they all work right now. Nobody's complained lately about them being broken.
Hey, Brad, it's the cameraman here, calling from the Butte County Jail. Not incarcerated, just in the lobby.
Yeah, right.
Waiting to pick up some legal mail for my client. So the payphone in here has been broken for a while. Somebody got mad and smashed it, and I finally fixed it, so... let's see. Quality, check, check. 1, 2, check. How's the quality? All right, bye.
The quality's good, but I can barely hear you, so I will turn that up a little bit for the listeners to hear you. But, I mean, it's seriously so quiet that I can't even see the waveform popping up on the screen. There's just nothing there at all.
Hello, RBCP. This is Critter Bug calling in. I just got done watching Telephone Falls. Remember that show that
you made up? That old thing.
It was pretty cool, all that animation and stuff. That must have taken a long time.
Yeah, it's too bad I can't draw.
I was just curious what the story behind Telephone Falls was, like why you decided to make it, how you made it, and why you didn't continue making future episodes like
hard.
You had planned. My guess
too
is
much
it
effort.
Just got to be a lot of work if that wasn't worth it in the end.
But yeah.
We have this little relic from 2013 of Telephone Falls. Check it out if you haven't. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, everyone.
All right. Hope you're doing well. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Go watch that. It's on YouTube, and I assume it's on the Phone Losers of America channel. Yeah, it has to be there. It's called Telephone Falls. And I don't know. I guess I just realized that all it is people standing around and holding a phone up to their ear, and phones aren't even interesting to look at anymore. They're just little rectangles. And it did take forever to put together. I don't remember how long. But there are a couple of other animated things I made for prank calls back around that time when I was playing around with all this animation software. That's another thing. I don't even know what animation software I was using. It was like three different programs for different types of things. So if I make another one, I'm going to have to completely relearn some new animation software. Or I guess I could just ask AI to make the whole thing for me. But nobody wants that.
Hey, Brad, speedrunning this one. I've been listening to your show a long time.
Hurry up.
Now 6 years, 7 years, something like that. I just listened to that one show where you were had a Craigslist ad up for an apartment for like 900 a month. It was hilarious. The cast is always on fire. I love that one. My old voicemails are terrible. Listening to
all the way in New Bedford.
That I'm surprised you didn't put up with me and revoke my money for being like, wow, why didn't you put my name on whatever? And a lot has happened in my life. Got hit by a car. I got married. Saw breasts for the first time. Maybe I'll have sex for the first time. About to have a son. And thank you for everything.
Wow.
The Patreon won't take my money. I'm trying to do the... Anyway, bye.
That sucks. I hate when Patreon won't take my money. They're like, Brad, your money's no good here.
Hey, Brad. It's Next Door Nick.
Hey.
And I just finished listening to the 900th episode. And I've got to say, you know what? Yeah, including all your pranks from other shows, like Dragomir or whoever else, you know, that's not cheating. Man, I actually kind of missed the Mr. Dopolina shows where you'd put some of your other calls in from the other shows or other people's calls from the other people's shows.
Yeah.
Because you know what, man? It's like, I ain't got the time in the day to listen to all of that. Yeah, I just want to hear the best from me, you know? And you'd always do a good job compiling it, man. So,
why, thank you.
Yeah, make some more Mr. Dopolinas, man.
Okay. I will make more Mr. Dabalinas. I put one out last week, and I did one 2 weeks ago, but I think they were all just me, because it's kind of hard to go out there and just find stuff from other people, but I should try harder on that. There's a lot of really funny stuff happening on shows every day, and used to, I would just record the shows as I listened to them live, and if something good came up, I would put it on the show. Maybe I should start doing that again. It's kind of like I'm pirating prank calls. That's it for the voicemails and for this show. I'm done. The show's over. So thank you to the sponsors of this episode, AA, Michael J, Chaz the Tandem Stacker, Keith E, and the Prime Minister of Australia. Thanks everybody that supports the show. Just for that, I should be doing more Mr. Dabalina shows with other people's pranks in them. Here's another song that I found in my email the other day. This one is by a band called Charisse, and it's called One for the PLA.
I am now.
asking ourselves, hey man, is this some kind of prank? And I've done my best to leave. But surely now we're well past. Oh man, aren't those old records so great?
I'd say so.
I know these words are tired and late, but I can't call up and say.
Kid in the background to shut the fuck up, please.